Thank you, Houston, for making the Blitz the number one sports show. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
There's 5 seconds to go. Curry with four. Curry with three. Takes a three for the win. He got it! 0.6 to go. Still time. Curry casually just crossed half court, and he knocked down his 12th three of the night. It's a new franchise record. Warriors 121, Oklahoma City 118.
When he pulled up, he looked like whatever, like it's going in. When he pulled up, I'm like, all right, I know this one's going in. But even to expect, you know, to think he's going to make it, like, what was that, 40 feet? Like, it's absurd, man.
Yeah, this just in, that Steph Curry is good at sports. We got our golf on today. Well, some people got their golf on. And the Academy Award for Greatest Show in the History of the Known Universe goes out on a Monday to the Blitz.
And here we go. Oh.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Sugar Creek Country Club in Sugarland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. AJ Hoffman, the role model. Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. And probably won't take a lot of phone calls because we're on location out here at Sugar Creek Country Club where we played our golf tournament today. You can also get us, though, on Twitter. It's at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates975. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. And finally, you can text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. And, well, I know Mr. Hoffman did not have the most awesome of weekends.
Yeah, you know, you can't always have a great one. Last week, as you know, my dog died.
Yes.
Then this weekend, my truck died. I got into an accident. Truck's going to be totaled. Not my fault. So that's the upside of it.
Yeah.
But I've lost my dog and my truck in a week span. I feel I'm going to write country music going forward, and this is going to be my new career, is writing country music songs, sad country music songs.
I lost my dog and my truck. I think you could easily do that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good place to start. Now you just need the wife and the kids to leave you, and you've got the trifecta.
Well, probably won't be long.
Well, you know who should be nervous about this? Jong Lee. If I'm Jong Lee, I'm a little concerned right now because we know these things happen in threes. And, well, Voldemort, who's producing us on site out here, had the same thing happen. Happened to me. Now it's happened to you. Jong, if I were you, I think I might take the bus for a while. Just a suggestion. Just to be safe. Unless you really want to get a new vehicle.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Okay.
Being extra careful.
Yeah, be extra careful.
Well, there's nothing you can do about some of these idiots out there. We know that, right?
I mean, well, that was the case with me. A lady literally just drove out into traffic, and this was a quote from her after I T-boned into her. I'm driving my F-150, a V8, a large truck. I smash into this lady's Scion, and she gets out and says, "I just didn't see you coming." She said, "I just sort of blanked out for a second." What? How do you not see a vehicle? I mean, isn't that why you look, to see if there's vehicles coming? But apparently she went to a different driving school than me. So
she went to the driving school that 90% of the Houston drivers went to, which is make sure you're texting and tweeting while you're driving. Keep your head down at all times. Change lanes without telling anybody. Scoot past four lanes if you can. And don't worry about anybody else on the road. That's at driving school.
So now I've got to get a new car or a new truck. It's a giant pain in the ass. That truck was paid off. You know, once you pay off a truck, specifically a truck,
because
as you know, with my truck, I do truck stuff with my truck. I don't have a truck that I like. It didn't have, like, when I went to the dealership, they were like, oh, moon roofs. I was like, listen, man, I don't need that. I need a truck to do truck stuff.
Right.
I needed to haul around a motorcycle, haul, you know, I needed to do truck things. Carry loads of dirt, rocks, things like that.
Small children.
Yeah. So when you pay off a truck, you don't worry about the number of dents or dings in it. You drive a truck until the wheels fall off of it.
Absolutely. That's how I felt about my last one. I wasn't going anywhere with that thing.
Like, I mean, it's just there's nothing better. And when you pay off a car, the cars serve a different purpose. You know, I could see, you know, you wanted to get you maybe want to go get a new car after you pay off that one. Once a truck's paid off, you use it until it just dies. And
or some lady crashes into you.
Or until some lady crashes into you. And that's what happened to me. So now I've got to take on a new truck payment, which, boy, you forget how expensive trucks are until you've got to buy a new one. And I feel like if you're specifically if you're a homeowner in Texas, you pretty much have to have a truck because you gotta move. I mean, you gotta carry around stuff. I'll have, you know, I trim my trees. I gotta haul my branches off, stuff like that. You gotta have a truck, and it's not really an option. So I've got to get a new truck. And like I said, it's not a cheap thing, but it could have been worse. Nobody was seriously hurt. My wrist is hurt, but it's not. I don't think I'm going to die from it.
And the woman wasn't hurt?
She was okay. She was a little disoriented. She sat in the ambulance for a while, but I think she's going to be all right. The airbag saved her, all her airbags. She had a bunch of side airbags deploy. The airbag, like on my driver's side, deployed. Jake, my 8-year-old, was in the car. And he was okay. He's got some bruising from the seatbelt and stuff like that. But it could have been way worse.
713-780-ESPN. Disco Biscuit said, in January, a woman didn't see my bright orange Fiat. Idiots out there. Yeah, it's, well, I mean, it's unfortunate. But
I mean, at least a Fiat, you could say, oh, it's small.
Yeah.
You know, maybe.
Bright orange, though, if
maybe
you're
look over
that.
It. Maybe you thought it was a traffic cone. My truck, not small. And that's the thing. Like, when you look, if you are going to jet out into traffic, you definitely want to look for vehicles that are coming that are bigger than yours. So if I were driving a Scion, I'd keep an eye out for large trucks. And this lady did not.
Well,
thoughts and prayers to her Scion, though.
Glad you're okay. And I'm sorry that happened, but that's apparently that's the blitz curse right now, is that every single one of us had to go through a car accident.
It's all happening, Jong. Be careful.
Yeah.
Hey, Jong, on an unrelated note, do you have the audio from that show that comes on after Mike and Mike?
No, what happened?
Apparently one of the hosts on that show did some name-calling to me today. I don't know why, but Barry Warner, at least what Twitter's telling me, is Barry Warner was calling me trailer trash this morning.
Oh, my. I'll find it.
That seems like quite an insult, and I don't really know. I'd love to know where that comes from. I mean, you guys know me pretty well. Do I give off a trailer trash vibe to you guys?
No. And hey, look, I know some trailer
trash. Is it
trash.
Because I drive a truck?
Everybody in Houston drives a truck.
That's what I said.
I mean, everybody. No, that's... I'm not sure where that's coming from. And, you know what, trailer trash isn't necessarily a bad thing.
I mean, any trash isn't necessarily a nice way to refer to someone.
No,
you
but...
know, like, I just don't understand where... What did I do that warranted such language or such a...
I'd like to hear it because now I'm having people tell me about it. I did not hear it, so...
Apparently it was the first segment of the day, Jong, if you can find it. I'd love to hear it myself and see exactly what context it was used in.
713-780-ESPN's your number. I forgot Lamont had his record week after mine, too.
Ugh.
You know,
that's what he gets for listening to our show.
And contributing, because I think we're all at risk now. I have to say it. But, what are the odds of that, really? I know it's not what are the odds Wednesday, but that every single one of us are gotten in an accident here in the last month.
That's pretty crazy.
And
none of us at fault.
None of us at fault. But, hey, I love my new ride, though, so it's worked out. But it was, yeah, it's always a pain in the ass. Especially,
listen, I'm going to love a new ride, too. What I'm not going to love is a $500 a month truck payment.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I had no intention of.
You know what that cuts into?
I know what that cuts into.
Beer budget.
And gambling.
And, yeah.
Which are the important things in life. But anyway, we're out here at Sugar Creek Country Club where we had our golf tournament today, and people are starting to trickle in. And really good turnout. Had a chance to chat with some of the folks. They were having fun, and really nice facility. So I'll be interested to see what the scores are, because most of the ones I were hearing were not that low. But I also saw a couple dudes that were just pure beasts. I did see one really cool thing where I was out here. I guess this is the 10th hole. There's a bunch of houses along the side there. By the way, who lives in a house alongside a golf course 200 yards off the tee, like 5 feet away?
That's probably a bad call.
And one gentleman duck hooked one pretty good, and there was a guy working up on the deck. Mm-hmm. I mean, he missed him by inches, and it was great because you can see he's yelling at him, and you can see it just going right for him. It's like, oh, this is going to be awesome, and just missed him. I don't know how I feel about that, because part of me is like, you know, if you're outside working on a deck during a golf tournament when you live right there,
not wise.
You
guys
probably deserve to get hit.
Yeah.
But
although I'm guessing, you know, a day like today, I'm guessing usually when they have these kind of events, the golf course is probably closed to the public on Monday. I don't know how. I mean,
it's membership, so it's closed. I mean, this is a it's a private course.
Well, I think I'm guessing the golf course is generally closed on Monday unless they do events and stuff like that, stuff like this. So maybe these guys are kind of trained to, if I want to get something done, I got to get it done on Monday. But
yeah.
then an event happens and you're risking death.
Right. And especially on a group like this, which is a bunch of drunk blitzers, of which there were several by the time I saw them. 832 says a new studio must be built over an Indian burial ground.
Could be.
Wouldn't
shock me at all, actually.
Or it's built over a dead Ford. Could be that. I don't know.
Or pork truck.
Oh, well. All right. We've got a lot to get to. A lot of stuff happened over the weekend, and we'll hit Oscars, of course. We'll hit some more Steph Curry, who just continues to amaze, and Combine, including a guy from UH who really helped himself. We'll talk about all that. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is an ESPN 97.5 road show live from Sugar Creek Country Club in Sugarland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776 out here at Sugar Creek Country Club. And I didn't have the best weekend either. It wasn't nearly as bad as yours.
Did you have to sit around and watch the Combine all weekend?
No, I watched a little.
Because that'll ruin your week pretty quick.
I watched some, but I wound up skipping that Saturday race, and I was going to just run Sunday, and then I wound up staying out too late Friday night, and probably shouldn't have done that. So I go to run the race Sunday, and I get about halfway through, the knee goes finally, which I've been trying to put off forever. And so I finished the second half of the race. I look like one of the zombies from The Walking Dead, man. I'm just dragging my leg behind me. Decided to call a doctor today. And because I haven't been in more than 2 years, they say they have to re-register me as a new patient.
Oh.
So I have to get approved by this doctor. And so now I've got to wait until they do all this before I can actually go get it checked. So I'm probably going to have to find another doctor. But I don't know if this is my fault or the wife's fault, but I think I know where I stand, but I'd like a neutral opinion on it. Yesterday, she's flying back from Phoenix. I'm supposed to pick her up 3:20. I get to Hobby. She texts me. She's there a little early. Says I'm outside. I circle. There's nobody there. Where are you? She says Terminal C. And I'm like, what? What are you doing at Bush? She never told me that she was flying United instead of Southwest.
Oh.
I had actually.
So she flew Southwest there and United.
No, she flew United both. I didn't take her because she left when I was on the show. So, and this is my fault, Hal.
Did she tell you to be at Hobby Airport.
No. She did not tell me to be at Bush either. She didn't tell me what her flight was at all. I just, but see, what happened was I found a bunch of flights for on Southwest because, you know, I don't really like flying United anymore. And so I sent them to her, and then she said she booked the flight. It was a little more expensive, and that was the end of it. So I just, was I wrong to assume that it was Southwest?
I don't know. I feel like both of you are a little at fault on this.
Oh,
there's got to be better communication.
Well,
I mean, we live in a town with two semi-major airports. I mean, you can't. I think it's silly to assume.
Well,
both. So for her to assume that you knew, and for you to assume that she was going to one, I feel both of you are at fault here.
Well, I have to say, I kind of I blame myself more than her because I'm in the communications business. And I can't communicate
over
the airport.
You're a terrible communicator, yeah.
But, well, you want to talk about a sinking, stupid feeling when you see that Terminal C, and I'm like, oh, bleep me.
Womp, womp.
And, of course, you know, that's not an easy trip to get from one to the other, even on a Sunday afternoon. And, of course, there was a wreck on 610 and 45, so that slowed it all down. But, yeah, this is just wonderful. So, all
Sorry,
right, you're right. It's probably both of our faults.
Yeah. It's not all your fault, though, for sure.
Well, I was just curious. Because I felt like it probably was my fault. But then again, you know, wouldn't have killed her to just say, yeah, it's a United flight.
Right. No, I'm with you. Both of you, I think both of you shoulder a little bit of blame.
Yeah, 713 says 50-50 split. Communication is priceless. Okay, so this is – so I'm going to have to start communicating with my wife better. I think that's – that's the first thing that I've learned today. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So a lot of interesting things coming out of the NFL today. Most interesting probably is your Texans wide receiver getting arrested.
Yeah, Jalen Strong jailed.
I see what you did there.
Oh, I've been holding that one. Yeah, I mean, this is no surprise. I mean, listen, if the worst thing that happens to one of your players in the offseason is they get caught with pot, you're doing all right.
Yeah.
And Jalen Strong didn't throw his girlfriend down a flight of stairs. He didn't knock her out. He's not accused of attempted murder or sexual assault on anyone. I'll take that. That seems like a... If that's your biggest thing that happened, the biggest flub in your offseason is that you had a guy get caught with some weed, okay, I'll deal with that.
On the Texans crime scale, that's a 10. But on the NFL crime scale, that's a 1.
That doesn't even show up.
So I think it evens out to a 5, which is fine. And I couldn't believe people on Twitter talking about, oh, they should cut him. It's like, oh, stop.
Stop. Because of pot.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's start cutting every professional athlete who smokes pot. That's a good idea. That way, Tim Tebow will get his job back.
Yeah. Spencer says 60-40 her fault. If Southwest is your go-to airline, the least she could do is drop a Flying United to you. Well, the problem is Southwest is my go-to airline, but she's never flown it, which I don't know is why she decided not to take the one that I sent her.
Right.
But, you know, oh, well. I will
I'll accept half the blame. I mean, you're my boy and all, but I feel like it's equally on both of you. I mean, she's got to let you know where she's going. I mean, she can't just say, hey,
right,
come to the airport. It, you know, but also, she's a foreigner, and you've lived here your whole life. So you should have
– okay.
The first thing you should say is, which airport? Like, if my wife says, hey, I'll be at the airport at 6, I say, okay, which airport? That's basic. That's basic Houston, Fred.
I'm willing to take some blame here, but I also would just throw one more thing out. I live 15 minutes from Hobby. It's about 30 to Bush.
Oh, trust me. I know. I'm the opposite.
Right. And that's why if you have a choice, where are you going to fly out of?
I prefer to fly out of Bush.
And I prefer to fly out of Hobby. So, but again, these are my preferences, not hers. She's a stranger in a strange land. I guess this is my fault. 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in. I think the best thing from the combine, well, there's a couple of things. I think the best thing is the guy's junk falling out while he's running.
Oh, it's so great.
That was maybe the greatest video
so
I've ever seen.
So great. That poor guy.
And then he has to face plant. But that was if you haven't seen that video, it's certainly not safe for work, but it's worth watching. It's just for
It's not safe for some people's work.
It's safe for
some
ours.
Some people might just get a laugh out of it.
Yeah, it just depends on your work.
Plus, you know, the video is pretty quick, but it looks like mostly berries and no twig, but I may be wrong.
Yeah.
Did you catch twig, or was that all berries?
It's tough to say because it had the whole sort of something about Mary thing to it where it all kind of looked
right
together. So I'm going to go with probably more berries than twig, but it really looked like it was all sort of one thing.
What's going on with the combine uniforms that's even an option? Like, why would you put on?
Well, aren't those designed to keep those things in there?
Okay, first of all, let's take the actual combine uniform they give you out of the equation.
Right.
You're just an athlete that's about to run as fast as you can. Don't you put on some kind of shorts that are going to hold your junk in? Like, when I train, I wear compression shorts that don't have a fly. So it's not even possible for my junk to come popping out. It's physically impossible. So this guy, it's like he was just wearing regular old boxer shorts underneath there. And, I mean, that's a recipe for disaster. You're running as fast as you can. You're a 300-plus-pound man. Of course your junk's going to come flopping around. Of course it is.
I think that's been the best thing about the whole thing so far. At least it gave us entertainment. Isn't that what's important?
Oh, that was gold. It was gold. And I had my own mock conversations between the GMs and the head coaches.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I did the – what's your – the GM says, what do you like most about Chris Jones? And the coach says, he plays balls out wire to wire. GM says, true. He could be a big sack guy for us. And, you know,
yeah.
That's, in my mind, that's how the conversation goes.
Yeah, it should. That's exactly how it should go.
Yeah. This is the ballsiest player in the draft. He's all balls, you know. All the coach speak. But
yeah.
At the same time, I've got to talk to the equipment manager and say, hey, if we draft this guy, we got to make sure and take care of his things.
Yeah, we can't have those falling out.
We can't have this flying all over the field. That's on game day, of course not.
Joe says there's a lot of twig at the end.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
I didn't watch it. I watched it on my phone.
Yeah, that's.
And I didn't go into full detail research. Like,
well,
I watch it on my bring it up on the 60-inch and say, what are we looking at here? No, I didn't do like a Zapruder breakdown of it. So
that's what I need. That's what I need is like a slow motion of the whole
frame
thing.
Frame by frame.
So we can break down his stride before it came out and after it came out.
It would have been funny to because obviously when you're watching it, you know what you're watching for. So you kind of keep an eye on that area. It would have been funny to see like the look in his eyes, like how his eyes and his face change.
Yeah.
When it falls out. But you'd have to pause it at just the right moment, and that would be a little bit weird, right?
Yeah. Oh, so there's somebody just put the picture of it at the end. Yeah, you can.
It's definitely twig.
Twig, yeah. But it is kind of – that's after where you can see it come out, where it looks like the combination of the two, where it's all sort of tied together.
Okay.
713-780-ESPN is your number. Yeah, and a couple people telling me that they've had the same thing happen to them with the airport deal. So, man, a lot of twig in the slow-mo replay. So you guys have seen the slow-mo. I haven't seen that. That's tough to find it. So girlfriend did the thing to me before at Bush before I told her I hope they have a flight to Hobby. And, yeah. Disco says I'm going to have to take the L if I ever want to get laid again. That's probably true.
I'm
taking the blame for it. It's 100% my fault. Lack of communication.
Oh, well. It happens.
Now, if it were an accounting error, I'd blame her, but it's a communications error.
It's
this
on
is
you.
What I do. Yeah, it is. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Hopefully we'll have this. We'll find what Barry had to say about our boy here, and we'll take it from there. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Sugar Creek Country Club in Sugarland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, so why are you wearing surgeon's gloves, Barry? Are you going to perform? You're not touching me.
No, I don't know what
you think you're grabbing over here.
I'm just simply touching an instrument that A.J. Hoffman uses.
Okay?
And I have to be very careful. I'm not totally homophobic, but one never knows where A.J. has been. So
okay.
I'm talking into a device, and every time I touch it, I refuse to use my raw hands.
Okay, so in your mind, AJ requires basically level 3 mop gear protection.
He's filthy.
He's a filthy.
He is a filthy.
Is there anybody else at the station that you're like, oh my god, so and so touched that? I'm not going near. Is it just AJ, or is this? Or do you have a list?
No, it's just AJ.
Okay, so you're not a germaphobe. You're an AJ-aphobe.
I'm an AJ-aphobe.
Okay,
yes.
All right. Well, that's better.
I want to ask you a question. Could you picture AJ in a coat and a tie or going to a black tie affair, what that would look like 6 minutes after he arrived?
He strikes me as the type who would go in a sleeveless tux and a pair of chaps. I could totally see AJ going. He would just go in a sleeve. It would be the gun show, right? He would have to cut the sleeves off. There's no way he's going in a black tie event with. He might have the black tie, but he's not going to have the sleeves, and the pants may be pantsless.
Far be it for me to say that he's our answer to Trailer Park Trash.
Wow. Okay. Let's break that down a little bit.
Yeah, let's do it because.
We broke down the guy's junk falling out of his pants earlier, so let's break this down frame by frame. Did he start out by saying he's not homophobic?
Yes.
Did you hear that, John? So I can only assume that means he thinks that I'm gay.
Which I know is going to come as a surprise to your wife and children.
They will be taken aback by this news.
Yes.
For sure. Not only that, he makes it seem like he's got like the 1970s mentality on it, like if I touch it with my bare hands, he's gay. I'll get AIDS if I touch his headphones with my bare hands. I mean, what's going on here with this?
Okay, and I have to be very careful. I'm not totally homophobic, but
yeah.
Wait.
That?
So he's not totally homophobic, but he is homophobic. That's what he's saying, right?
That sounds like what he's saying.
That's what I thought.
This is worse than I thought it was. From what I understood, it was only trailer trash that I was called. Now, apparently, I'm a dirty homo, according to Barry Warner.
There's a couple things I want to...
That's disturbing to me.
Can I correct a couple things about this? First off, you were the biggest germaphobe in the building.
I feel like by sports radio standards, I might as well be a surgeon. I'm about the cleanest guy you'll find in sports radio. I've been in sports radio for 12 years now. There's a lot of people with hygiene problems. I assure you, I am the least of your concerns, Barry Warner. The least of them.
And aren't most gay guys pretty clean also?
Yeah.
So I think for one thing.
I would know, Barry.
I would just say, having been around a few I've been, they've been big germaphobes too. Okay, so I think Barry's got two misconceptions going on there.
That's very strange.
I don't know where he got this idea. And I'll also go on record as I've actually seen you in a suit.
I clean up all right.
I've not seen Barry in a suit.
I see Barry
in sandals and shorts and, you know, basically looking like he just rolled in off his couch. But I have never seen him in a suit.
It's very strange to me.
And what the hell is Dylan weighing in on this for? Yeah, I mean, Dylan's about as scuzzy as anybody I've been around.
Dylan Gwynn, this guy. Listen, you want to everybody get dressed to the nines and see who wears it best. I promise you, I can I'll clean up better than Dylan and Barry. I just don't feel the need to.
That's probably the two guys in the station that I could say, you know what, I'm better looking than those guys.
Come on,
probably the only two. But hey. Yeah, I get it. It's what you do. You go after the number one show, so you get attention on it, and they just did. So,
well, there you go. I mean, it just seems a little outlandish to
call me
gay trailer trash to get a little airtime. Hey, when you think like the boss at our station would say, "Hey guys, What's the deal with bashing AJ? Like, this is we're all on the same team here, I thought. But this is it's very strange to me. I mean, but what do I know? Well, I'm new to the business. Barry's been doing it for 117 years, yeah. So what do I know?
I don't mind guys coming after us. Like, hey, I think if Granato wants to make fun of us for liking good beer, I'm all for it. That's fine. That's accurate.
Right? Yeah.
I'm a beer nerd. Not going to lie. You want to make fun of that? I think it's childish and petty, but I think, hey, that's cool. It's accurate. But to just make up the stuff about that, you're annoyingly neat about stuff. I mean, really, at times.
I just don't know where that comes from.
Yeah, you can't just make stuff up, man. Come on. 713-780-ESPN. I'm surprised people were actually listening enough to hear it. But
yeah, I guess so.
There was that. So, okay. Huh. And somebody says, after hearing Barry, I can't stop picturing AJ looking like Ricky Wild Thing Vaughn in that fancy restaurant.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just leave that as my response. And I'll just leave it at that. But you know why? Because I'm a classy guy, Fred.
Are you?
Yep.
Oh, boy. Well, hey, that's good for them. I'm glad that they wanted to devote some of their 1 hour to you.
I guess so.
If that gets people listening, all for it. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. 432 says, survey potential. Which radio host do your female listeners obsess over the most? I bet Barry doesn't make the list at all. I would probably say...
Which of our hosts do get... like the most female attention?
Yeah.
I mean, Barry's got to be last on that list. I mean, first of all, he's like a ghoul. That's a very advanced age man. I mean, he's elderly, let's face it.
Well, we have some elderly listeners. Maybe they prefer that.
I'm guessing Raheel probably gets the most attention from chicks. He's the youngest guy. That would make some sense.
Yeah, I would say probably Raheel.
Although, I don't know if you would count him, but I think Glenn Davis is like a kind of a chick magnet,
yeah.
Too.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good-looking dude. He's you know, he's a former professional athlete. I'm sure chicks are digging him. But definitely not Barry Warner.
Yeah, I think, in fact, if
now,
and I'm just speculating.
You talk about who the dudes are most into, it's clearly me. Not that Barry's homophobic or anything, but he knows.
Not totally homophobic.
He's not totally homophobic. He's a little bit homophobic.
And I have to be very careful. I'm not totally homophobic.
No, you're just a little bit homophobic, Barry. Just a little bit. That's all. And apparently I'm a lot of men are into me, according to Barry.
Well, I think on that list, I'm pretty sure those two guys would be at the very bottom. I think that's safe to say. And I'm probably one spot above them, but hey, at least I got somebody beat, right?
Not totally homophobic, but
okay. Well, that was interesting.
All right, let's talk to my man Aubrey Theodi, who can maybe clean things up around here. that way, it's not so filthy to Barry Warner's sensitive, delicate hands. Aubrey, how you doing, man?
Hey guys, good afternoon. What a beautiful, breezy afternoon. DirtFreeCarpet.com. The sun's always shining, the birds are singing. I've often said, Earth, planet, solar system, we've got the world's most advanced technology. Friends, think about this. There's more carpet cleaners in Harris County than there are gas stations. And then you think about this. Not one of them, not even one, in my opinion, doesn't have one-tenth of the technology, but let alone competitive technology. 281 Dirt Free. We built our own water, wand, pre-spot, and truck. We've got the finest of all. We combine them together, makes the world's most powerful system. We'll start on your carpets, your air ducts, your wool rugs, tile, grout, leather, drapes, upholstery, no soap, chemical residues. We created the pre-spot that does not leave a residue. We perfected it, scientifically tested it, and then if you don't love it, you won't pay us. How can I make it better? I don't know how. but I tell you what, let's do this. We're going to do two freebies. We're going to give you a $100 free speed dry, and we're going to give you some Kim Free. It's a $30 value. We're going to give you $130 worth of stuff by booking a $100
three-room carpet cleaning job. We'll give you some chem-free, so have a mason jar or trigger sprayer ready. We'll give you $30 worth of chem-free and $100 free speed dry. The first 30 callers to 281 Dirt Free, guys, 281-D-I-R-T-F-R-E, 347-8373. How's that
sound
for a deal?
That sounds like a great deal, Aubrey. Appreciate you taking some time with us. We'll talk to you next Monday, my man.
Thanks, guys.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Road Show, live from Sugar Creek Country Club in Sugarland. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. The official ESPN 97.5 app is now available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go, or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. This is going to be interesting now. We're competing with Granato, who's in there doing the little speech to the golfers.
That's all right. Let him talk.
Yeah, I've got
headphones. I can deal with it.
I saw a 57 was the best score I saw, but there were still a bunch out there, which means there's one group that's cheating like hell and just waiting until everybody's finished.
Right. Which, that's the way to play these things, right?
Well, yeah, because if you're this slow, if you're finishing an hour after everybody else, you weren't shooting 57.
No.
Just a little bit. Just one last thing on the Barry thing. I like Barry. I know Barry for years. I don't care if you want to rip us. There's plenty of things to rip us over. Just be accurate. And I don't know where the...
At least Granato's ripping us over true stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That's fine. There's plenty of things that you can... go off on us. We give you plenty of material.
Yeah.
You don't need to make
very
stuff
strange.
Up. Yeah, that's odd. I don't know where that came from. Maybe he was drinking a little wine this morning or something.
Could have been. Anyway. I don't know.
All right. 713-780-ESPN. Man, I wanted to play today. So did you.
Yeah. And they told us we can't.
No, I said, well, we'd rather have you. This is the exact quote. We'd rather have you drive around the cart and talk to people. So I'm like, okay, that's cool. I love talking to people. I get here, no cart.
Well,
they didn't have a cart for me. So basically, but what I did do was I went out and talked to people as they came by. That was fun. But, yeah, weird stuff, man. There we go. Close that door.
That's better.
Nicely done. That's why you're a pro. Look up and say close the door so we don't have to hear Granato in our ears. Hey, can I give something away?
Sure.
About some SWAC basketball tickets. Four tickets. The Toyota SWAC Basketball Championship Tournament returns to Houston Saturday, March 12th at the Toyota Center. Come watch as 10 SWAC colleges compete in tournament bracket between the best men's and women's basketball teams in the Southeast. After the game, enjoy the concert with Big Daddy Kane and Guy. For more information, to purchase tickets, SWACHoops.org. Let's do caller number 15. So, this is a really good deal for next year. If you get a chance to take the day off and come out and play in this thing, $50 for this course. I guarantee you, I saw at least three of these guys who drank $50 worth of beer.
Yeah.
And so you got that. You got a great course, and it's a really good event. So we had a nice turnout for it. And I think this is the second one we've done. Looks like we're going to do it again next year.
Yep.
So when we start talking about it, make sure that you get signed up. All right.
Did you happen to get a look at the Thunder Warriors game this weekend?
I did not.
You missed a gym, my friend, on Saturday
I saw
night.
Some highlights, as usual, but I did not get a chance to watch.
Oh, you saw the Steph Curry show then?
Yeah, pretty much.
Man, okay.
Oh, I was at the track Saturday night.
Let me
track thing.
Split this up into two factions, because I should say a lot of the current NBA guys – are giving the proper amount of love and respect to what Steph is doing. Oscar Robertson, these old school dudes, they are not. They
yeah.
do not seem to be willing to accept what he is. LeBron James, he tweeted out over the weekend, I mean, he said, Steph needs to stop it, man. He's ridiculous. Never before seen someone like him in the history of ball. D-Wade, Curry is unreal. Magic Johnson, Steph has a chance to be the greatest player we've ever seen if he plays at this level for the next 4 to 5 years. That's coming from Magic Johnson. I mean, that's very high praise.
Yeah.
You know? Dirk Nowitzki saying no way during that game. DeMar DeRozan said he can't be human. Who else? Damian Lillard, that boy Steph, something else. Kyle Lowry, this is my last one. This is dope, looking on my timeline and seeing how many players are talking about how good Steph is. He's amazing. A lot of people giving love. Then dudes like Cedric Ceballos. Let's put these into perspective.
First off,
here.
Why does anyone care what he has to say about anything?
I don't know if someone asked him or he just like called into a radio station and said it. I'm not sure. But it was on Fox Sports Radio. Maybe they did call him. But Cedric Ceballos says that the 93-94 Suns, who were a conference semifinals team, they lost to the Rockets, if I'm not mistaken. He says that that team playoff series. Ceballos was asked if the best team he played for could beat this year's Golden State team. And he said, oh, easy. Warriors have to go with our 93-94 team with Chuck, Marley, Ainge, Kevin Johnson, Tom Chambers. Don't get me wrong. Draymond Green is playing unbelievable, but he wouldn't do anything with Charles. It would be so ridiculous what that guy would get done to him. If you don't believe me, just ask everyone else at his size who can move that tried to guard the guy back in the day. Chambers was, by the way, played with he was not on that team. Tom Chambers was playing in Utah that team. So maybe he's talking about the 92-93 finals team. But he and Oscar Robertson, who says that Steph Curry's thrived because modern coaches don't know anything about playing defense and nobody pressures him enough, as if that's helped. And Ceballos says that Kevin Johnson would have given Curry trouble. That's one thing these teams didn't do. They did not try to expose Steph in the way he plays defense. I don't think we would have had a problem with that team. Okay. I don't understand what people aren't seeing. By the way, if you didn't see what Steph did on Saturday night, it's basically more video game stuff. Hit a record-tying 12 three-pointers, including the 32-footer in overtime with under a second left that won the game. And this was after he left in the middle of the game with an ankle injury. Like, they rolled up on his ankle, and it looked pretty gnarly. He comes out, wins the game. I mean, this isn't even it's not even fair what's happening right now with Steph Curry. It's if you watch these games, he broke his own record for three-pointers made in a season in that game as well. He now has 288 three-pointers made this season, which is a season record. There are 24 games left in his season. This is historic. That's like if somebody had hit 70-something home runs and there was still 40 games left in the baseball season. That's how ridiculous it is. This is we're seeing not just historically good performance from the Warriors, but Steph Curry is having a historically great, not just this season, because last season was the same way. He is having a historically great run. And I don't know when the last time we saw, you might have to go back to, Olajuwon, where a player was this dominant over a two-year span. LeBron's had some seasons, but I can't think of anyone else. LeBron and Hakeem are the only ones that come to mind.
And, yeah, I'm older than you. I've seen there was a stretch where Bernard King was just really a dominant scorer, but he wasn't the all-around player.
Right.
I don't know that I've seen anything like this either. But my favorite is that you got all these guys coming out of the woodwork. Like, you see what Steven Jackson said last week? We never got to that.
No.
Said, my Warriors team would beat today's Warriors team.
Oh, God.
I guarantee that. And then Zach Lowe was on there and was saying, yeah, he couldn't believe what he was hearing. And Jackson said, they're great. Don't get me wrong. I'm not taking that from them. Lowe says,
they're great. Don't get me wrong, but let me bash on them for a second.
And Lowe said, he said, I'm not taking that from them. Lowe says, yes, you are.
Yeah.
He said, but we would have beat them. We had more heart. We were a confident team, and we did beat a 67-win Mavericks team. And we beat them all four times in the regular season. The team we had, regardless of who we played, we felt confident. We were a smaller team. We just had heart. What happened after you beat the Mavericks, just out of curiosity?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm just – yeah, I hear stuff like that, And it's, why can't we just appreciate what we're seeing? I mean, it's amazing. And I've been as skeptical about this guy as anybody, but the things he's doing on the court are just, they're, you just don't see it. I can't recall ever seeing anyone play at this level for this long. Now,
is typical, because when LeBron was having his stretch of dominance, the instant anyone said, "Oh, this is, he might be the best player ever," instantly people are coming out, dude, Jordan would eat LeBron's head. I mean, it's instantaneous. People have
right.
to say it.
Right.
And it, because people are so defensive of the past, they're so protective of history,
well,
that they can't appreciate when they're seeing it happen in front of them.
Well, and it's that way in every sport. We see it all the time. Remember when I dared to say that you could compare American Pharoah with Secretariat, how many people were getting on my ass for that. And the truth is, you know, I'm making a really strong case that, you're just wrong. That wouldn't have even been close. Did you see that video? Which I also had to explain why that was BS. And that's kind of what we're seeing. Instead of, man, let's enjoy it. And it's like when Tiger Woods was at his best. It's like, he's
no Jack Nick. But just watch him. Look,
enjoy it.
Stop worrying about Jack and watch what you're watching now, because eventually you're going to see there's a discussion worth happening. All right, guys, I got to tell you about Attorney Gary Trichter. Law enforcement, they're stepping up their efforts with no refusal weekends. They can force you to take a blood test. If your weekend sucked because of a DWI arrest, don't despair. There's still hope, even if you failed the breath or blood test those police gave you. A lot of things you should know about those breath tests. They're inaccurate. They're unreliable. The police machines aren't even warranted for fit for breath testing on humans. They make temperature assumptions. They create artificially high results, and then it destroys the evidence that it checked, making recheck and improving your innocence impossible. Same with the blood test. A lot of faults in that, in the science behind that test as well. Police forensic capabilities aren't like CSI on television. They're not testing your actual blood. They're testing the air above your blood. It's a very indirect and circumstantial test for alcohol. That's where Attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He's a DWI specialist right here in Houston. He's experienced in telling the truth about these tests to juries and the faulty science behind them. A lot of guys will take DWI cases. Very few are experienced in going to trial with them. He's one of only 4 board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state. Whether it's DWI or DUI, call Attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now. It's 713-524-1010 or visit TexasDWILaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Attorney Gary Trichter.